All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with The Dang Truth. And today I have a special guest, my sister, homie, girlfriend. You know what? You've been my BFF in my head for a long time. I have Miss Marla, the fabulous Marla Pruitt. Thank you for coming home,
girl. Thank you for inviting me.
Listen, I knew when you walked in the door, it was going to be lively. This is going to be a good show, y'all. So you got to stay tuned. Marla, how did we meet?
We met when I first moved here in 2015.
Oh, I thought you were here before then. Mm-mm. So you had just moved.
When we met, I moved in June of 2015. We probably met soon thereafter because we ended up hanging out. It was... We were group. Talking meeting. We met in a Facebook group.
Right.
And we met personally, like, right after New Year's. Because
at that New Year's Eve.
At that
New Year party.
The New Year party over at, what's his name, apartment. Yeah.
I can't remember their names.
I can't remember their names either.
This is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We met there.
And it was, and when we met, I was like, oh, she's cool.
Yeah.
I can really pretty much tell cool people from... my first meet and greet with
them. Yeah, I thought you were cool too. And I knew I couldn't wait to meet you.
Yeah, because we had such a good interaction in the group. Yeah.
The three people I met the night that I wanted to meet, it was you.
Okay.
Marcia, and I think I met Shamonda.
Shamonda Rush.
We're all still, you know,
yes.
Now, so,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was that. That was
okay.
That.
Mm-hmm. And I met, well, I think I already knew Shamonda, but I met Miss Kitty, Exquisite Kitty.
Yeah, I met her too.
A couple of guys. A lot of drama came out of that meet and greet, girl.
A lot. It's funny you said that it did. We met way more people, but I'm talking about the people that I still talk to this day.
Right.
The three of you.
Okay.
But yeah, I met a lot of drama, but you know, I have since banned groups.
Oh, okay. So
I met a few, but that's it.
And though. This is how I knew our friendship kind of stayed because I did get out of the Facebook groups. I thought they were a distraction. I thought they were decisive. I thought that they were just, people were getting mean in these groups.
Yeah.
And I was becoming one of the mean girls. And I was like, oh no.
But I think I always had your back when you were in the
I mean, because when I was mean, I was kind of telling the truth. No, okay, I was telling the damn truth. I wasn't the dang then. I wasn't as, you know.
Okay.
But I was telling the truth. Like, I think we went to one event. And it was a really, really nice, establishment. Uh-huh. Brand new bar. It was like a hookah lounge. But it was upscale.
Uh-huh.
Nice white furniture and everything. And I knew it was nice because when I went to the bar, I ordered lamb chops.
Oh, yeah. I love lamb.
And so I was like, oh, they're kind of fancy. And then these three hoes came up in there busting their ass wide open, twerking on the couches. So you know I had to go back in the group and I was like, okay, listen.
Oh, that was telling the truth, though.
Girl, and I was like, we're too old to be doing this and trying to get men's attention. This is not how we do it. So you either love me or you hated me.
Oh, yeah, but I probably would have agreed with you had I seen that.
Girl,
yeah.
It was a mess. It was
and
a mess.
And
I moved to Boston.
And I was sad because I was like, we just became friends.
So I moved to Boston, and that was one of the reasons why I left was because I was feeling incomplete in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was feeling like all the friendships were fake.
Right.
The people were fake. I was just feeling some type of way. The relationships that I were, you know, was acquiring, fake.
Right.
Men lying. So
right.
I was like, I just need a break.
Yeah.
But I'm back now.
You're back. I'm glad you're
and
back.
I'm glad.
I almost didn't want to come because.
No.
Because I'm sitting up here with a professional makeup artist looking at your face that is flawless.
Whatever.
My eyebrows look a hot mess. And I was like, oh,
no.
I gotta go over
no.
here.
Let me tell you about these brows, because I've told people time and time again when I do my live, I'm letting my brows grow back in.
I'm
overdid
older
it.
Than you, and my brows
baby,
ain't growing no
baby.
More.
Baby, yes, they will. I'll give you the magic potion. But listen, guys, we have a great show today. Yes. We're talking about entrepreneurship, and we're talking about girlfriends. And just because, Marla, you are, you're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Your sister's an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Wish she was here, too.
Yeah, she's a realtor, so she's out doing some of her realtor stuff.
Yeah. Getting that work.
Yeah.
But I loved you guys because you were on that show with Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were.
And then, I think that you're just two beautiful women that got it going on.
Well, I appreciate
and then
that.
Also, you also started a campaign with the No Meetup.
Well, it's called Girlfriend Matters.
Okay.
And so I started this social media thing, challenge or no more meet and greets, because we talk about that all the time.
Absolutely.
And dating in Atlanta, not just Atlanta, I hate to say Atlanta, because Atlanta is not unique. There is, okay, Atlanta, I think Atlanta has become unique because people have made it that way. People,
okay.
You keep saying stuff long enough, then you'll believe in stuff.
Got you.
And so, but yeah, so I do, when you say entrepreneurship and girlfriends, I do believe in the value. And we need relationships with other women.
Absolutely.
And I was always saying, I don't really have any real friends here.
I love it.
I have two or three best friends.
Okay.
My sister, of course, she lives here. But my other two best friends don't live in Georgia. And so okay. We don't see each other that much.
Gotcha.
And so I can never replace those relationships ever.
No.
Nobody will ever take their place.
I get it.
I still believe, and my brother-in-law's always telling me, at our age, you're not going to find that kind of best friend at this point in life. And I kind of agree with that, but then I'm like, nah. Yes, I can find someone. Absolutely.
I just got finished telling my mom, friendships are like relationships.
Yeah.
They change throughout the years.
And they do, right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, because my best friends are transcended to sisters. I need me another bestie.
Gotcha.
I need an Atlanta bestie. So I started Girlfriend Matters.
Yeah.
And we do brunch about once a month.
Okay.
And so we probably got one coming up maybe this Sunday.
Well,
so I'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into it.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll get into, the word on the street.
Okay.
And the question is where is Wendy Williams?
Girl.
Okay. Yes. Hold it. We'll be back. All right, so we're back. Marla, listen, I think we should have a reality TV show.
We could, couldn't we?
No, I think, I think between your family and my family,
girl, right?
That would be some good damn TV.
I'm telling you.
No. That would be the drama of it.
Let me tell you. Listen, my sister and I, we've been trying to do reality TV for a long time.
Yo, who do we call?
And so we've gotten so far to having it greenlit. It was with TLC.
Really?
And they were writing our storyboard. And then we kind of just stopped hearing from it, like, what's going on? And we've heard that in reality TV, they will take your idea. And this is when reality TV stopped kind of going for regular people and when they did famous people.
Okay.
Where there's a show with twins. Literally have our idea for what we were going to do. They moved in together to do their business together. They were two wrestlers in the wrestling.
Oh, wait.
Those twins?
Yeah, those twins.
And that was our idea. Because we wrote our little script and everything and sent them to it. The casting loved it. Sent it to the studio. Sent it to TLC.
How can you protect your stuff?
You cannot protect those. You cannot. You just can't.
That's crazy, Marla.
I'm not sure they took it.
But I mean, the ideas.
But when casting agency get those type of ideas, and then they may go with another cat. Yeah, your stuff is out there, and they did exactly what
we wanted. So basically, what you have to do now is kind of...
Create your own
mm-hmm. and film your own. Because right now, I think that with the IGTV and everything like that, the Facebook Live,
yes.
I think that this is how
you create your own YouTube. We met with a guy who produced back in 2016-17.
Okay.
And we kind of dropped the ball. Life got busy. Marcia wasn't living here then.
Gotcha.
And so it was going to be hard. But technically, we are living out the actual show that I did now because we're doing group economics. And so, I live with them.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a great idea. And I think that, you know, especially with you, I think we connect on a level because we have that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
And we're alpha females.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are. Oh, yes.
We're definitely alpha females.
Let's talk about another alpha female.
Yeah, listen.
Wendy, what you brought up, girl.
Baby, okay. So, Wendy ain't coming back.
I don't think Wendy's coming back. I think it's over for her.
I hate to say this because this is really bad, but I think she got back into a habit.
I would not doubt it because I don't think she's sick.
I think she got into a habit. And from what T.S. Madison did.
Oh, did she get back into a habit or did the habit just take over after her?
Because, see, this is my whole thing. Her son.
I think she was already kind of back into the habit.
Her son, I remember clearly she stated on the show that her son tried some synthetic marijuana.
What?
Yes. And he became trippy. Like, he was tripping. And so, really? Yeah.
I don't watch it regularly, like, enough to know. I watch it. I'll catch it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, here and there. She was so hurt about it. And I think it was because he was actually a senior in high school, he's going to college.
My twins.
Really?
Yeah, and they
really
have that stuff. My kids be puffing.
Listen, but the synthetic stuff is not healthy.
It's
like,
not.
It's not good.
Dangerous.
I would rather you
just go ahead and weed.
Baby, because that's synthetic. I see people crawling in the streets, like, barking like dogs.
I didn't know he
was tripping. I'm telling you. And so she went and started talking about her habit and how her habit was so bad. And I did not know that Wendy was a certified crackhead. Like, she said she was on the wrong side of town. She's surprised that she's still alive for just being on the wrong side of town trying to get drugs.
Well, she was a crackhead.
She was a crackhead. And nodding and everything. This is when she
had the radio
was
show?
This is when she was in college.
Ah.
Okay. Going into her career on radio. Okay. And so she had a real bad habit, and her parents took her into rehab and everything. And I think that there's certain triggers that bring people back into it.
Yeah.
That's just like me with eating.
Yes,
me too. I had to realize that I am an emotional eater, and what triggers me to eat in my brain is the same triggers that people get that are getting high and stuff like that.
I don't wish anything bad on her, but I'm like, I don't think she's coming back.
And that karma.
It is, especially when you see their other hosts who can carry that show and garner as much attention. I haven't seen Sherry. I did see Nick a couple of times. I thought he was funny on it. I thought Sherry was just temporary.
She was, but I think Nick did a really good job. He did a good job covering for her, too.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I talked to Wendy. Wendy's doing great. And then he went and brought in the husband, the family. Everybody's doing great. I was like, oh, Nick, you really.
Okay.
You doing damage control, Nick. I get it. But I think, and you know the girl, you good. You know the girl from... that he supposedly, Wendy's husband is cheating on, is from South Carolina, my home state, girl.
Really?
Good old Columbia. Let me find out.
You know who
You know, and Charlamagne, who was...
Yes.
Charlamagne introduced her to... Yes.
No.
And Charlamagne's wife, we are good friends. We went to middle school together.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, this is crazy. I'm wondering. I'm like, do I know who this girl is? So listen, we want Wendy to get better.
Get better, Wendy.
Wendy, get better.
Karma.
Yeah, because she talks about everybody.
Let me tell you something. Whether you're doing a call,
oh my
living
gosh,
or not, the laws of the universe are the laws of the universe, and the universe source doesn't understand if you're joking, playing, or if you don't mean any ill will about the things you say. So what you put out is going to come back to you in some kind of way.
And it's coming back.
Because she has, from
from Kanye West to beyond, I mean, she talks
about everybody.
And I think that it's embarrassing because now people want to know, what's the tea with you, boo? If you can be transparent with everybody else, you should be able to be transparent with yourself. And this whole showing your ring, talking about everything in Hunterville is good and showing your ring, does not mean anything, honey. I know a lot of people with rings.
That just means you got your ring on.
You got the ring on.
That is not saying me and my husband are still together. Say that with your ring without
that part.
Everything is good.
Because right now, the side piece got a house right down the street from you. That has got to be some shit.
That's a trifle lowdown.
Shut
your mouth.
But you know what, Marlo? What's really crazy is how people's relationships are. I think Wendy probably knew of this woman.
I was about to say, do you honestly believe Wendy didn't know?
Come on. And the house is in the same community.
I don't know if she knew that she lived down the street, but she knew her.
She
husband.
Had to know. Yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Kevin is a pimp.
Clearly, he must got some gold dust or something going on. I just don't know.
And Kevin's not going anywhere because Wendy is his money bag.
And then
this is the latest. Well, when she had her arm in that sling, they say that he's very abusive.
Do you think he did that? Lord bless her. Just want her to get better, do some squats,
because a fall wouldn't do that. Unless you fell down a flight of stairs.
Tell you how much I don't even know what happened to her. Why she even gone?
She okay. So
I thought maybe she.
They said it was with her Graves' disease, and I don't know. I don't know if you remember.
I did hear that.
Because back, I think like maybe a year ago, or I know it was like a season or so ago, she was dressed up as the Statue of Liberty, and you remember she had that whole fall.
She did. I saw that.
So they're saying that had to do with Graves' disease.
But Graves' disease, but.
But hold on now, because people are saying that Graves' disease really is not like that.
I know what Graves' disease, so it has nothing to do with that type
painting
of...
painting and eye stretching and just... Listen, Wendy, get better.
Get better.
That's word on the street. No, look.
Get a better excuse, because Graves' disease don't do that. Graves' disease has everything to do with your digestive, with your
then
ability.
They said her thyroid. Well, so then she went on Dr. Oz. Then, you know, it's just too much.
It's just too much.
It's too much with her falling down.
If she has all that.
Winnie too big to be falling down.
Girl, she's as big as a toothpick. She's skinny.
No, I'm talking about tall. You remember how she used to, she would always come out there kind of prancing because she's like, I'm afraid of falling because she's so tall.
Well, I'm tall. I don't walk afraid of falling because I'm
But Marla, listen. Silly. Listen, Wendy is top heavy. You're proportionate.
She is top. That's true.
So you got four on the ground.
You know what? Then they make her tip over. Yeah.
I need her to take them fun bags. And to be honest, I think that might have a lot to do with her health, too.
It could. Because hers is just...
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And then the pictures of her looking like a pigeon. I'm not laughing at her. Lord, forgive me. Listen. We don't want to put that out in the universe. But anyway, we are hoping that Wendy gets better.
Oh my gosh. But I don't think she's coming back.
No, sources are saying that her production team, look, they got to get paid.
That's right.
And if they're not getting... If the show is not on, they're not getting paid. If her hair people are not doing hair, they're not getting paid. The makeup people, the producers, she's got to come back or they're going to throw their hands up at her.
Wow.
It's been since December. So, Wendy, get well. I hope you return back to your show.
Yeah.
And that's word on the street. Marla.
Yes.
Let's get into this girlfriend business.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so listen. Let's talk about your meetups. Are you going to try to do this like once a month, every other month? What are you trying to do with this?
Well, what
Where are you going with
what
this?
What I'm doing. And it really just started because I want a good girlfriend. And I have lots of girlfriends in my head on Facebook that are regular friends that comment regularly on my posts. We inbox. Sometimes I say, girl, we're going to have to get together one day, right?
Right.
And one
and
of them
hooked
me
happens.
Up with you know, a couple of dates.
Oh.
And I'm like,
who's this girlfriend? Because I need her.
I'm like, why are we not meeting in real life?
Mm-hmm.
Because I really want a friend. And sometimes life just gets in the way. A lot of them have children. My children are older, so some of them can't get out like I
can
get out there. You know, I go.
Yes.
You know, and we have our own lives already, and a lot of them already, the women that I were meeting had established friendships, and I'm like, well, I need other people who want to meet friends, too.
Got
so
you.
When I put it, there are women all the time that say, I put a post out that said, in 2019, I'm going to get me some girlfriends.
And it's
I'm
just foster really friend. Good relationships.
And on that post, several women said, me too, if you do something, invite me. But I'm like, okay.
Got you.
So, probably on Wednesday, I said, we're going to brunch on Sunday, would you want to come? I invited some women. Some could come. Some couldn't.
And I had to work.
You could come. So I'm going to have another one. I was supposed to have it last week. I didn't. So
okay.
Probably Sunday. But it's going to be something more than just us brunching. Because I honestly want women, and I see them, and I get jealous. I'm a Scorpio. I'm territorial over my friends.
Oh, my
Lord. I see them interacting with each other because we all swap social media.
Got
you.
That.
And so I'm like, oh, well, she's talking to her. She ain't talking to me.
You don't be like that.
If it wasn't for me,
don't be like that.
I'm the one who needs a friend. Right, I'm teasing.
But yes, no, but I get it.
But I did tell them. I said, you might find your new best friend in this group, and it might not be me, but it might be somebody else.
Absolutely.
Here. And I see it happening. And the part I didn't like is they all are friends with my sister now, and so she needs. My sister has friends. My sister needs to keep her friends and stay out with my friends. But now they're all Marcia. I'm like, oh, what are you doing on my phone?
Is that like a twin rivalry type
like,
of thing?
Oh, so-and-so inbox me. I said, what is she inboxing you for? I can't keep no friends.
Listen.
Well, sidetrack for a second.
Get it together.
Marcy and I are identical twins.
Yes.
And so we are naturally compete. We don't like to compete with each other.
Right.
But people have always compared us all of our lives.
Why do people do that?
Because we look alike, do the same thing, we dress
but
alike.
But my twin nieces, they do the same thing. And what would piss me off is uh-huh. because they one is fairer than the other.
Uh-huh.
So they would say the light-skinned one.
Ah, so
the dark-skinned one. Yeah, they're fraternal.
Yeah, and so we hated that. We were identical. So my mom dresses alike, and we stopped doing that probably when we got to junior high.
Okay.
But they compared us, and so it kind of created this sense of competition. I think I have internal issues.
Okay.
Just from growing up. And yeah. Well, I do compete with her. I don't really try to. She says she doesn't, but we do.
Yeah.
We're not competitive, like trying to outdo each other.
Got you.
I've always felt she's better than
you're
me.
Trying to find your identity and with so a we person that looks that just like you.
We went through that. We went through that a lot. Like,
wow.
Growing up, like we like, she left her hair long, I cut my short, we stopped dressing like we were searching for our, we shared friends, so we were trying to get our own friends. But I mean, it didn't really work. We went to college together,
yeah.
Room together, same
because you got that twin connection.
It is what it is. So there's a natural competitive nature there. So I'm like, why are you and my sister? I've been here longer than her and had this social life. And she's coming, you'll never invite me. She's the little, they call me bougie, but Marcia's bougier.
And I can't like, wait to meet her.
You would like some of my friends. She's like, what? Yes, I'm like, no, you didn't, because you talked about some of them before.
But whatever. Guess what? I'm not Marcy. I'm not her. I'm not her friend on Facebook.
Oh, good. So
I'm not her friend.
You're gonna stay my friend. So okay, anyway, so that was that. So Marcy is always gonna go where I go. I just
right.
said that you're meant to be friends with who you're meant to be with.
Right.
And there's a couple of women in there that I know are gonna be my good friends.
Right.
That will probably, they may not be bridesmaids, but they'll have some part to do in my future wedding. I'm speaking into the air, girl.
Come on, and Portia. So, that's what Portia did.
Right. So, you know, and it's just something to get together, foster relationships.
Yes.
And there are so many times I go out alone a lot. I love going out alone.
Oh, why? Why is that?
Because men are drawn to women who are single.
Okay.
Who are not with a group.
Gotcha.
So, but I do go out. I have one girlfriend that's my really good friend here. And I hate to say this because I do have her. She's had my back.
Right.
And she's a social media little personality like we are too.
Okay.
And so we go out together. We that's actually look up. Like we could be real sisters.
Oh, okay.
And so, but outside of her, I still want a circle of girlfriends.
And you know, I think right now we need it because for so long I felt like it has always been a competition.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this because I'm not tooting my horn,
mm-hmm.
but I've had women that have didn't want to be friends with me because they would say, oh, you're not going to take my man. Or, you know, I'll never forget. I used to work at a salon
uh-huh.
and this woman had a husband there. And listen, I was just trying to, you know, work under her apprentice,
yeah.
you know, just tried to, because I was a makeup artist. I wanted to do hair.
Right.
And then I started seeing that, you know, her moods were changing towards me.
Ah.
And whenever her husband would come around,
okay.
she would kind of like banish me to the back or tell
over
me
her issues.
So, you know, but I feel like as women,
she needs to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I haven't looked at somebody and said, oh, I wish, you know,
he wasn't married.
No. Oh. I'm talking about just with women, you know, say comparing myself sometimes.
We've all done that.
I've done that, but now that I've matured and I'm a, you know, more mature woman.
I thought you were talking about the husband.
No. I, because I'm not that girl.
Right.
And I hate it for people to look at me and judge me.
I want my own. I'm not Polly.
But you know, there are a lot of women who do conniving things like that.
And there are, but I believe in polyamory and you know, poly type relationships.
Right.
Because I'm not sure if I am all down with we're monogamous by nature.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I prefer monogamy because that's who I am.
Right.
And I'm a Scorpio. I'm not
You're not
built,
sharing.
I'm not built to share.
You're not doing it. You're not doing it.
And I think it's just my nature.
I think that's it. All women's nature.
Yeah.
Even though they...
There's
some women who will do certain things to keep their man. Like Monique.
Yeah. Well,
I think Monique...
Well, let me tell you something. And that's true because my ex, everybody knew about on Facebook.
Okay.
We entertained it and I was entertaining it.
Okay.
Because I'm free... I'm open-minded. I'm free-spirited.
Okay.
But he was more interested in it than I was. And I went along with it for him. And I regret it. You know, we didn't do anything. We didn't have a threesome and we didn't do anything like that. But we entertained the idea.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this ain't who I really am.
It's not. And I think that a lot of women are are doing this because, girl, I made that for
me. I like it.
Listen, we'll talk about that too. But I think that a lot of women are doing this because they feel that it's going to appease their husbands. Yeah. And they
or
don't
keep
want
them.
Or keep them. But in all actuality, I don't care what anybody says. Men are not that smart to maintain three women. They cannot
not
do
well.
It.
No,
not
no,
well.
No.
They're going to end up giving more attention to one than the other. A woman is going to get in her feelings and they're going to leave. And
it's
I don't care how
drama.
It's
I watch
much.
Those shows with those multiple wives and they
always
happy. But after years
they get over it.
They get but I'm glad that we're talking about married women because the girlfriend matters is not just for single women. Because
okay.
what I've watched married women do is lose themselves and their husband
yeah.
and don't have a lot of friends and they don't have anything to do outside. And I believe it is very important. It is vital to your health, to your existence, to have healthy relationships with women because those are completely different relationships than they are with men. And women give us things that men cannot. And I think, honestly, I don't know if I value it more, but I place a very high value on relationships with women because men to me come and go.
Well, and another thing is I've heard my friend did a interview or whatever, and I don't believe that men should start telling their wives that they don't need to have single girlfriends.
Yes, they do.
But why?
You think men shouldn't tell their wives they shouldn't have them?
You know how men say that, you know, oh, you don't need to be hanging out with your single hoes.
But it's okay for them to hang out with single women. Why?
Yeah, that's...
You think that's okay?
No, I don't think that's okay.
For women to hang with other single women?
No, I think that's okay. I don't think it's okay for the men to suggest
that. We're just on the same page.
Yeah.
But you know what? Married women really get into that. My sister kind of did me that way when she first got married.
I don't think that is the most hurtful. That is the most hurtful shit that happened to me as
but
well.
But then after they've been married for a few years, they realize, oh shit,
I'm
wrong. And I'm like, oh, now you want to come back and hang out with me.
But you know, I think that that is a mechanism for men to kind of delete their wives' relationships with women because they're afraid that they're going to go and talk to their single friends or they're going to tell their sister that this is what my husband is doing. Da, 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 da. And now we're giving them advice of how, that whole thing, oh, they can't tell you, can't give you advice. They don't have a man. They ain't got no man.
That's so stupid. I'm a woman. I know all things
woman.
I've been with men, and I know I can't speak to marriage and those dynamics because I've not been married, and I'm not married now.
Gotcha.
So I get that. So I don't, my sister and her husband are married. She said, we don't give either other married people advice. You cannot give marriage advice to people because every marriage is different.
It's different.
But you can relate because of the dynamics of marriage. But I can't give marriage to a woman in regards to how
hell
a man is
yeah.
treating her.
And if he's doing some fuck shit, I'm going to tell you, he's doing some fuck shit. And I don't.
With me not being married. I understand relationships.
Yes.
I understand human nature.
Pull the wool from off of your eyes.
Yes.
Sis.
And I can see stuff you can't because I'm not married.
Absolutely.
You can't see some of the stuff I'm looking at and can see because
absolutely.
You're in the fog of marriage.
Absolutely.
And you're in the mindset of, I'm in this till death do us part. Shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
I'm glad that you're doing this because I feel that women need to foster these relationships.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're affiliated with Alpha Kappa Alpha. And I know that that is a sisterhood.
But
for some of us who did not pledge, for some of us who did not go to college, for some of us who do need to have relationships because you know this person and I'm trying to get here. I just feel like right now, these past couple of years with our president has showed us and showed me that we as Black people must work together. Mm-hmm. We must build bridges together. We must have healthy, strong relationships, and we must communicate more.
Oh, my
because
God.
Like I said, you know, you're an alpha female, I'm an alpha female,
yes.
But that doesn't mean that we have to clash. That means that we have to find a way to communicate with one another in a way that we are showing love toward
right.
one another.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
true. And sister, and I am in a sorority, and people are like, well, don't you have sorority sisters? Why do you don't have any friends? Oh, I have sorority sisters, and some of them are my friends.
Right.
But I have friends outside of that.
It's different.
You know, and it's different, and that bond, and that's why I used to, I pledge, and then you know, I got really religious. I was against that. But I'm really for anything that's going to help you foster relationships and form bonds, because being a member has benefited me a lot over the years. It has got me indoors and got me at an interview table and got me a job.
Absolutely.
It has.
Absolutely.
Literally.
And it doesn't matter. You know, I was reading something on Facebook where these young girls in high school did a battle between the different sororities.
Right.
And they were wearing the letters.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people were chiming in, they should not have on the letters, maybe they should have done the colors, and I get that, because y'all crossed over, and
we ain't gonna talk about that.
But what I'm saying is with that
even
being
at a certain age, our daughter shouldn't be wearing anything.
See,
that's a 5 or 6. Your child seven.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not in a sorority. I don't care about that.
But
what I am saying is that there should be a sisterhood.
Yes.
There should be a connection outside of that, because y'all have that bond.
Yes.
And y'all crossed over with that bond. But what I'm talking about is there should just be love amongst one another.
And that's where I am, among women.
Yeah.
We have so much to offer each other. And like I said, women, we can be together, especially with close friends. And we all sit up in the bed and sleep together.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about heterosexual.
Yeah, of course.
And think nothing of it. I can hug and kiss my best friend.
Yes.
We can kiss on the lips. But I'll kiss her and think nothing about it.
I know.
I said, Tristan, Rosa, I love y'all.
That's
so
what
much.
Is. I mean, that
like,
is.
I could not live without. I could.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to live without.
Yes.
Them.
Yes.
I don't care who I marry.
Yeah.
And we ought to be able to have that, because we, honestly, we ride or die for each other more than a dude. I mean, it's just something about the dynamics of a female-female relationship.
Absolutely.
That's different than a male and female relationship.
Absolutely.
There are things a woman can give me that a man can't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's because we, you know, I have one of my friends, she's over in Japan right now.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, and for Valentine's Day, we both in the car, I was talking to her, FaceTiming her,
uh-huh.
and we both in the car crying.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, because I could feel her pain because I was going through the same pain.
Uh-huh.
I could feel her loneliness because I was going through the same thing. And so what ended up happening was is that we were feeding each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, sis, you're going to be okay.
Yes.
Sis, I want you to do this. Sis, I want you to go here. And so I just think that that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it is a good thing. And I'm happy that you're doing it. Now, this is our last, you know, topic of discussion. I want to talk about this box that
you're
doing. Yes,
and when you said sis, I'm like, that's a perfect segue. Perfect segue. And that's another thing we do with the group. There's some boss women in the group.
Come
like,
on, man.
I didn't even know some of them did with what they did. Like, oh, first off, you got money. Like,
right.
There's some boss women in this group.
Absolutely. It's boss women in Atlanta.
And they don't brag about it, but the connections that were made at that lunch, brunch, because of that, I'm like, that's the purpose.
We needed to do this.
And it's never too many. And I've seen other women doing it. It's enough room for all of us to have our own.
Come on. That's what, and that whole Cardi B and Nicki Minaj beef thing that was going, baby, it's enough. It's not enough female artists in this rap game.
Well,
y'all come on now.
You're fighting over top dog, top billing. Like, that's ridiculous.
But that's how men pin us against each other. And
y'all
think
could do more together than you can apart. You be the boss over here. You be the boss. And let's get together and do something. We're gonna take this world by storm.
Let me sip.
Okay, but so you said sis. So I'm a professional. I'm a former professional baker.
Okay.
I did kind of get back into it last year, but I'm back out of that.
Okay.
I am an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur, and that means I got irons in the fire.
I love it.
Working on. And if this don't work, or when this thing is,
I'm
gonna
hop onto
different.
The other. Absolutely.
And then people say, you can't focus. You gotta focus on one thing. No. I could do more than one, but I'm gonna focus on the income producing one more right now.
Got
once
you.
That gets going, but I'm working on all of them at the same time.
Okay.
So I am a serial entrepreneur. I am a private concierge personal assistant.
Okay.
I'm actually looking for new clients right now, and I'm not looking for clients. At first, I started out as concierge, where I'm just going to have clients, they sign up. No. I value my time. So
yeah.
I need to high profile. I'm looking to replace a couple of high profile clients.
Okay.
To where I work for two people. And that's what I do. So I'm a concierge, I'm a private assistant,
awesome.
Personal assistant.
Awesome.
But anyway, that's just something I'm doing that pays the bills, right?
Right.
Then I was baking, but I also, I'm in deal with the I guess you call it big box manufacturer.
Okay.
Major manufacturer. Everybody knows it, but I'm going to be calling names.
Okay, don't do
to
it.
I have my own line of cupcakes in
the
bakery.
Oh, wow.
Applebee's.
Come on now.
I'm not the only black, but...
I love it.
I'm going to be in it.
I love it. I love it.
That's
I love it.
That's money that makes me money, and I don't because need anything to do it because the manufacturer's creating it.
But so. You know, and another thing is I would love to replace my Cammy Cakes with yours.
Well, Cammy Cakes on by a sister, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, she's on, that's a sister.
Yeah, of course.
So, but I'm trying to get in the store.
That's what, and that's what we need.
So that's what I'm working on. I have a particular flavor that I'm working on. I've been working on probably since September. That was my top seller in my bakery, and I cannot perfect it. I've made over 50 batches of this. So I'll take a break, and I was doing my cake jars.
And come back to it.
And I had it, and the both times that I've actually sent it to product and development.
Okay.
The first time, I believe the people at UPS, at the FedEx Kinko's, saw what we were mailing and opened my stuff and ate my shit.
Are you serious?
She said, "Marla." I was like,
"Are you serious?"
I said, "That cupcake cannot fall apart because of the type of cupcake it is." I said, "Are you serious?" She said, "No, it was all over the place." I said, "Ain't no way. It's not possible. It was in an airtight seal tin container. There's
wow.
no way it's not possible." So I said, "Okay." Then the holidays came up, so I sent it about a month ago to product and development again because
okay.
they have to just give the approval before we start.
Got you.
Before I go back to the manufacturer and say, "Here's the recipe, make this."
Okay.
Before I get my deal and make my money.
Right.
So she got the second batch. She said, and she showed me pictures this time, and I sent two different flavors. Although I was normally distant, but I don't want her to taste more than one. One had buttercream, one had cream cheese.
Ooh,
and
so I love
the cream cheese kind of melted all over.
Oh, but that's my favorite
and
topping.
And because of health and safety hazards, they didn't want to eat the cream cheese because cream cheese has cream cheese in it.
Right, right.
It has
dairy.
Refrigerated.
Right,
yeah.
right.
So I am in the process of doing it again this week, so I can send it off again.
Well, how can you like air like?
I'm going this time.
I'm going to have to.
I was trying to be cost efficient. I'm going to have to just pay more to send it refrigerated or to put my dry ice in it and send it that way.
Overnight.
And I'm going to have to put the icing in a separate container. It can't be on top of it. While
oh, okay. That's what's up.
So anyway,
that makes sense.
I just have to perfect the recipe again.
So Marla, let me ask you this. When you, like when you were in college, did mm-hmm. you go to school for
mm-hmm.
this? Or
no.
I mean, how do you get into these arenas where you're meeting people and you're producing
okay.
and like, is this just like how
oh,
you
okay.
investigate right. and,
no.
and research?
And I'm going to talk about my box. I have a baby subscription box.
Yes.
That's my baby. That's launching in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And it's called Sis Bake Girl.
Sis Bake.
And we all, you know how people say, girl, the modern day doesn't know how to bake. And
I'm not a baker.
And she can't bake from scratch. Oh, girl, but I got you.
My mother is. And I'm like, I can't do it.
A lot of millennial, younger millennials, and a lot of even busy women who are bosses don't have, we don't buy the stuff to bake because we don't bake enough.
Hell no. My mama makes biscuits from scratch. I'm like, I'm going to buy my biscuits out the can.
I got you, though. But it just feels good. I made this from scratch.
I get it.
Especially when you take them to a dinner or you want to
impress
a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, I made it from scratch.
And it's cute.
So what we do is I send you pre-measured ingredients.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to do it. You don't have leftover stuff in your house that you're not going to use that goes bad. You know, because flour stuff has a shelf life.
Yes.
You know, baking soda, baking powder has a shelf life
that you
never use. And so I'm going to send you step-by-step instructions. I'm going to send you a picture of what it's supposed to look like.
Oh.
It's not just cakes. It's going to be baking, period. So you're going to get something new. I'm not going to tell you what. It's going to be a surprise every month. And you get a free gift every month for the novice who doesn't have anything in their kitchen that they need
to
have.
Girl, nothing.
So you're going to get stuff. You're going to get free gifts. You're going to get the recipe.
Marla, I'm so excited about
so
this.
So visit sisbake.com to sign up.
Yes.
So anyway, but how did I get this? No. Girl, I got 3 degrees. I have 2 master's and an undergraduate degree. And I don't do anything with either one of them. A boatload of student loan debt that's
Marla.
When I owned a home before I moved here,
yes.
I owed more per month of my student loan than my mortgage.
Marla.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I'm gonna pay it off with it. I'm gonna get rich.
Yes.
I'm saying is, I don't regret going to college. I regret not being wise. I had a baby my senior year. And
okay.
so I ended up finishing a little later. So that's when I started out first my sister and I went to Spelman.
Okay.
And it was very expensive. And so my parents sent us there. We had to get loans there.
Private
then when
school.
We transferred, I was independent because I ended up having a baby. And so I took out all the loans you could take out. So
okay.
I take care of my kid. And I still lived at home with my mom, but I didn't have a job. I wanted to finish school.
Right.
And I went to graduate school. Yeah, I got more than what I needed. You get your cost of living, cost of attendance. And I was just, and I worked in financial aid, so I knew better. But I did it anyway because I needed extra money. I wasn't making a lot at the time in those jobs I had, so I took out extra money. So, and I did that twice.
Okay. But listen, like you said, what are we speaking?
But girl, it's
taken care of.
It's not too long, but girl,
it's taken care of.
$5,000, girl, that is nothing. You can manifest $5 like you can. Energetically, five has the same energy as a million. And it's as easy to attract and draw to you a million as it is five. We just have to learn how to do it. Absolutely. So I don't worry about debt. What is debt? Girl, I don't know debt.
Debt-free child.
I have a degree in sociology. Human resources, and I have a master's in education. So because I was teaching at a college, I was a vice president at a college.
Okay.
And so I was on my way to get my doctorate. So I had my master's in education, and I was like, I'm not going to school no more.
You're such a free spirit, and you're so, like, you're artsy.
I'm a creative.
You are creative.
I thank God. Source gives me witty ideas all the time. Gotcha. And Source gives me money-making ideas. I have a lot more y'all don't know about.
I do too.
When God gives you ideas like that, you're supposed to act with urgency. And with some of them, I would get started and then I'd stop.
Yeah.
Because I would look at my limitations. I don't have the money to do it.
Yeah.
But if I had kept going and had faith, I know, just like with this other stuff, resources will come to you. The people you need, the money you need. Don't ask me how, because you will find it.
Yes.
There will be people who will be willing to do stuff for you. And if that means, okay, I'm gonna go drive Lyft so I can make $100 so I can hire this Fiverr guy to do my ad.
Yeah.
Which is what I just did recently.
I needed
some extra money. I have a Lyft app.
I got it in there.
I drove Lyft.
I love it.
I was able to hire to pay
$100. That's a hustler's ambition.
To get my $100 animated ad to launch my box.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna do what I have to do.
Absolutely.
And what, if you see me in my BMW driving around Lyft, get your ass in.
I love it. I'm on a mission. Absolutely. And that's
all
why
work
I love
is
you.
Honorable. And yes. I beat myself up because I did gig work when I lost my job the first time a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And I was like, look at me. Girl, I was making almost $50 a week.
At the end of the day, I love the ambition of a hustler. I don't like for anybody to just talk.
Yes.
You talking, but what are you doing to fund your dream? What are you doing to make sure that your dream comes into fruition? I don't do the talk.
Look, here's a competition. I'm looking at my sister as a realtor. She's had her license in 2007, but honestly, and she did a little bit, but this, the start of January last year was her first year really getting active. And she already has double the clients she had all year for the month of January.
Wow.
When I look at the money she made last year and I'm looking at the money, I'm like, ain't no way in hell you gonna make that money.
There goes that competitive.
Yes, ma'am. I said, ma'am, you ain't gonna be the only one balling and go and buy your $1,500. You know what? If you have the resources, spending $1,500 on a purse is not a lot for a person who makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm not competing with my sister, but I deserve to be there. We all deserve to have
absolutely
everything
that
desire.
You want. Yes.
Money is immaterial, and we can all have as much as we want if we understood how to get it.
Absolutely.
And I'm getting there.
Absolutely.
I'm a little hard-headed, but I'm getting there.
Well, Marla, listen. We could do this all day.
We could.
I love, thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you for having me. I'm sorry for over-talking.
No, heck no. Let me tell you something. This is how I know that you are destined for greatness, because you have the personality to, like, I see you, I was thinking about you the other day and I said, I think sometimes Marla is too big for Atlanta. I see her in LA.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to be on TV.
Yeah.
I know that with everything in me.
Yeah.
And you
were on TV.
I'm going to be, I don't want to be famous. I want my name to be known.
Yes.
And people are going to know my name across this country on TV, radio. I'm going to be on radio.
Come on.
It's going to be on.
You keep on saying that.
I'm going to be.
And I am waiting for it to happen because I know right now with our local station, you could have made their girl.
I like the crew that's on there now, so I'm not going
to. Oh, I haven't listened to them.
But you know what? That may not be the one for me. That means it's somewhere else for me.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to be there.
No hands down.
Please, I'm meant to be known.
And please take me with you. I'll be your makeup and hair.
I got.
got you covered.
We're recording a talk show this weekend.
Okay.
So we I know that we need somebody to do our makeup. So
okay.
My sister's really picky, so if she can't get her makeup artist, so I'm gonna contact you.
Listen, call me. I'm always there. Marla, let everybody know how they can contact you online.
Okay, good deal.
And give us your website again.
Okay, so my name is Marla Pruitt. MarlaPruitte, and that's my name on Facebook, that's my name on Instagram, that's my name on Twitter. But the name for the Instagram and the Facebook and all the social media for Sis Bake is Sis Bake, like Sis, S-I-S,
yes.
Bake.
Okay.
So Sis Bake, and the website is sisbake.com. So right now we're just in the pre-launch stage.
Okay.
Hopefully next week we'll be ready to launch and start taking subscriptions
okay.
for the first shipping in April.
I will let everybody know. I will post it up on my Facebook because I do want my own box, and I'm gonna go live with it.
Yeah,
I'll go live with it.
Yes.
So thank you.
And you get 20% off the first 3 months if you
what?
20% off the first 3 months.
So that is sisbake.com. Miss Marla Pruitt, thank you so
much. Thank you so much for having
me. Guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics. And on Facebook under Edith Yolanda, that's E-D-Y-T-H-E, Yolanda. Y'all follow us. Make sure that you share this podcast. And tell your friends that this is the dang truth.
The dang truth.
All right, Marla, thank you so much again. And we'll see you guys again next week on The Dang Truth.